Welcome to the July 2012 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. There are no heart attacks among native New Englanders. None at all. The simple explanation has to do with the way we speak. There are probably more than a dozen New England accents. Each differs from the others in a number of subtle ways, but the use of A and R, it seems to me, constitute the basic differences. There is the broad A, the lost R, the nasal A, the misplaced R, the lost A, the regular A and R, and the misplaced A. New Englanders, yes, even today, utilize these various A's and R's, or absence thereof, in various combinations. Take the R, for instance. We'll park the car in Harvard Yard is the well-worn example of the lost New England R. It can be pronounced with either the broad or the flat nasal A, incidentally. Now consider. Yesterday afternoon, Mary saw a man drawing cartoons. Now, here we have three lost R's. But the entire sentence is actually only minus one R, since two R's have been added. One R in Mary is used normally. Incidentally, some New Englanders I know prefer Mary, but the R remains in place. As for myself, I think that's a good idea. The use of A is more complicated. Like the R, it can be added to words in which A normally does not belong. Cow and now would be examples. Also, in instances where A is ordinarily united with O to produce a long O sound, as in load or boat, the A is eliminated, resulting in lord and boot. The A in barn is eliminated along with the R if the word is preceded by cow. The result here is cowbarn, with the heavy accent on cow. Some New Englanders utilize the broad A, cont, tomato, etc., while others prefer the flat nasal-sounding A, that is Mary Louise Gilman, a Boston transplant from Kansas, pointed out in an article in the National Shorthand Reporter, renders the word park, for instance, into the word pack. Quote, thus, if your hostess suggests you pack your bags, she writes, you better know whether you're coming or going. The nasal sound so often associated with the flat A pronunciation is probably less pronounced today due to better health. Sickness and colds during bitter winters raises havoc with the old-time New England noses. Although, sure, the nasal sound continues today to some extent. Thank goodness there are no heart attacks among native New Englanders. None. Of course, some will suffer a hat attack, and others perhaps a serious hot attack. And we all know that famine isn't necessarily one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Rather, it's what a New England farmer does when he's working. He's farming. No problem. What is sometimes a problem, however, is trying to distinguish whether a person lives in Western or Weston Avenue in Boston. Or for that matter, Western or Weston Place or Street. There are oodles of all these in Boston as well as other New England cities, including Worcester. My only recourse, spell it, please.